I just have to laugh today. Do you know how many times in the past 20 years someone has told me, Trent, you are not going to live long enough to see where fat is going to be recommended again as a nutrient that we need to live healthy? It turns out I might live just long enough, I'm telling you. The word is in. Lard is back. Do you know what's going on with butter and lard? I'm not going to tell you that lard is widespread like butter yet, but it's coming. Stay tuned. Pay attention and get healthy. First, I want to remind you about Certified Piedmontese, the opportunity to tap into a Great Plains supply of beef. 100% of the cattle come from the Great Plains of America. 100% of the cattle have tender beef fibers. That means you, the consumer, reap the rewards of the tender beef. More details, and remember the best part of the deal, you don't need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door. Details and order at cpbeef.com. That's short for Certified Piedmontese, cpbeef.com. Fox News yesterday is reporting that it turns out that high-quality pie crust are once again, like in the 50s and the 60s, utilizing lard. That's right. I'm talking about pig fat lard, which we have an abundance of at our place because we render our own lard and we sell it. If you'd like some, get a hold of me. All right, in all seriousness, well, we do that too. In all seriousness, this article talks about how lard is back. Here's why lard should have never left. Lard has the second most available vitamin D of any food substance on the planet, right behind cod liver oil. In World War II, we started accelerating lard production in pigs because we needed lard for cooking, because we needed lard for ammunition. We needed lard for a lot of things. Do you know how we made pigs fatter during World War II to generate the excessive lard that we needed for the demand? We fed them skim milk and corn. Skim milk, light on protein, light on fat, high on carbohydrates. And it turns out now today that's exactly what the USDA tells you as a human that you should do. Most importantly, the health property of monounsaturated fat and saturated fats is finally getting its just due. Just look at the data. Fat does not make you fat. In fact, there's a tremendous amount of research that now shows the fat in your diet protects your cardiovascular system. I guess I am living long enough. Loose tails, be gentle. Stay firm.